And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by St. Locke Medical Care Facility, where healthcare isn't just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And a Bay County man has been ordered to pay a $575 fine after being found guilty of interfering with a public safety drone operation. 55-year-old Ray Rocha of Bay City also received a one-day jail sentence, which was credited as time served. The case arose from a November 2024 incident during a Bay County Sheriff's Office search for criminal suspects using an unmanned aircraft. Prosecutors said Rocha flew his own drone in the area while live streaming the activity, disrupting the law enforcement operation. A jury convicted Rocha on the misdemeanor charge in May. Following the verdict, his attorney argued the actions were protected by the First and 14th Amendment and contended the decision could have broader implications for civilian drone operators. And a proposal moving through the Michigan House would expand parental access to their children's medical records by removing some existing confidentiality protections for minors who receive certain types of health care without parental involvement. House Bill 5974, introduced by State Representative Joseph Aragona of Clinton Township, is under review by the House Health Policy Committee. The measure would require health care providers to make a minor's medical records available to parents or legal guardians, except where federal law prohibits disclosure. In Michigan, state law places strict limits on what minors can do without a parent's approval, including getting a tattoo, purchasing tobacco products, signing legal contracts such as mortgages, or casting a ballot. Current Michigan law allows minors in specific situations to consent to services such as treatment for sexually transmitted infections, some pregnancy-related care, substance abuse treatment, limited outpatient mental health counseling for teens 14 and older, and certain federally funded family planning services. In those cases, the minor may control who can access the related medical records. Supporters of the legislation say parents should have full access to medical information involving children for whom they are legally responsible. Opponents argue that preserving confidentiality in limited circumstances encourages vulnerable teenagers to seek necessary medical care without fear of disclosure. The bill remains in the committee as lawmakers continue to debate the balance between parental authority and minors' medical privacy rights. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at St. Elect Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At St. Elect Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple, providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilecmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilec Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
And that was a message from our sponsor, Sanilec Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled supportive nursing care in a welcoming environment with on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy, all under one roof. Learn more at sanilecmedicalcare.com. And that was your news for this hour. You can go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.